I left in my small village in Al Jazeera State on Friday, 17 May. I will take a small transportation, call it car, car by.
It's a car that is pulled by a donkey in Sudan, is known as Carlo. So how much did you pay for that?
I paid 20,000 Sudanese pounds, almost $10.
You paid $10 for your transportation from Al Jazeera to where?
A small village in Al Jazeera State to another village.
What is the name of the village?
Arehana 1. And then I take it a car from Arehana to Al Managil. Al Managil city is central of city in Al Jazeera State. I paid 50,000 Sudanese pound. But unfortunately, in this journey, 1 hour to left Rehana village to Al Managil city, they call it Adama Sari, they cut in the car.
Yes, the rapid support forces, that is Adama Sari in Arabic.
Yes.
So what did they do to you?
In Arabic.
How were they treating you?
All of people in on the bus, they can drop outside and then put it all money and then put it idea and passport and then the luggage in the bus.
You are telling me that when you reached a post where the rapid support forces were controlling, they ordered all passengers to come out of the car and they were asking for identification, passports. Is that what they did to you?
Yes.
And what happened?
Yes. After that, the commissary, they can take it money and telephone and they repeat to a passport, no take it. Then the driver of a bus, the commissary, they darabu by English, many shots, and then take it for him, 100,000. The driver, his name is Ayman Sarod.
So you're telling me that the rapid support forces beat the driver. They did not shoot him, but they beat him, right?
Yes.
And after that, what happened? How did you proceed from that post to Juba?
Very difficult. After that, I arrived in Al Managil city, almost 6 hours. All of states they can look at entry cards, checking point to Sudanese army checkpoint. You can just in checkpoint, you may ask me, what do you, what's your name, and then where are you from, why you come to Al Managil, and so on.
Let me just take you back. How did the Sudan Armed Forces treat you?
I am a journalist. This area, they Saitara corrupted by the Sudanese army.
So from Al Managil, yes? You are telling me that you crossed into Kosti. And then proceeded
into Kosti.
How did you come from Ran to Juba?
The journey, at least 3 hours or 4 hours, arrive in Rabak. Rabak is very near to Kosti. And then I take another transportation Rabak to Kosti. I arrive in Kosti in the evening. The sun, it is moved on Tuesday. I stay in Kosti 3 days. They can prepare to money and then to review, to plan how to can arrive to Rang.
So the police processed your exit from Sudan into South Sudan, correct?
Yes, all right.
And so, Hussein, let me take you back a little bit. I know that you are one of the luckiest journalists to have escaped from Al Jazeera into South Sudan, and finally you are in Nairobi. How is the situation of other journalists back in Sudan, the ones who left them back?
No, maybe in Sudan now. After Sudan war in 15 ever last year, no media. And then my colleague, the move another city